Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Till the hour, thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Dire Straits bringing us back. Mark Knopfler on lead guitar there. Pretty fast. Blasingame, fastest fingers on radio. I'm glad you're here. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are Small Business Advocate. The Age of the Customer is ageofthecustomer.com. Gary Moore is our guest and our good friend. His new book is called Look Up America. Insights for lots of different folks, and I encourage you to check it out wherever books are sold. Financialseminary.org is his website. I encourage you to check that out. He's a very prolific writer. You see his writing in a lot of places. You can follow him. We're talking about the conflict, the disconnect. I was calling it a disconnect. I was talking about the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street, Gary,
right,
in 2005.
Yeah.
I remember having a conversation with one of my and a big dude. I mean, he's a major dude, and I've never seen him so uncomfortable. The values, the morals. The problem is they now have the ability to drive their bottom line without to the marketplace.
Yeah.
They can leave it inside the on the island, so to speak, and not have to take it to Sheboygan or to Dimebox or to Liberty or wherever across America. They don't they used to. What do you think?
Well, that has been true for 30 years, Jim. Voluntary trading and so on. People don't understand it, but you invest in, let's say, Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs, according to the last survey, America. And yet, most people on Wall Street would sell their souls to be a partner there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good. And for 30 years, you could buy stock in Goldman Sachs. They would take that money and take it upstairs and hire some young guy to make profits
right
in the markets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's called proprietary trading. And the big companies, in essence, became hedge funds. Jim.
Is that the investment of Glass-Steagall?
Well, a lot of it, yes. That was a little different story. They got into commercial banking from
mm-hmm.
investment banking, and everybody became sort of the same thing at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But now Paul Volcker looked, you know, this ain't right, especially when the government started making sure guys like Goldman Sachs and so on didn't fail. We're doing it with, you know, you've got Main Street putting money into Wall Street using it to trade against Main Street, and Main Street is guaranteeing they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.